Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Brendan with Evoke Bike. So we have all been there, every single one of us, when sometimes the equipment does not cooperate. And whether it's the trainer's not working right, or you've got a race in 2 days and you pop a spoke and now you're rushing to the bike shop, or your DI2 battery goes dead, or the cable snaps, or you break a seat, something like just things go wrong. It's equipment, right? And it's going to happen at the worst of times. And when it happens, it seems like it all happens at once. And I've got an athlete, it can crack the best of people. I've got an athlete who's a very strong person and has just been having a rough week. It was one day, the ride was, well, all of my stuff is messed up. The trainer won't behave correctly. The head unit won't upload. And the power meter is cutting out. FFF. And then it's like, well, I wish the computer had uploaded this ride. Felt really good. But talk about weird luck. I love that he calls it weird luck. After the trainer started messing up, I grabbed my bike to go outside and the tire was flat. So I quickly tried to change the tube. And in doing that, I, of course, damaged the new tube. So I didn't have any more new tubes. So I switched to my gravel bike. I was just like, oh my God, this is not a great day. The next day, he's like, okay, everything was smooth and awesome. No hiccups. I really needed that. One thing I said to him when he had replied FFF was something that I used to get very frustrated by when the equipment would fail and you're riding a bunch. My early years, like, you know, for anybody that rides 10,000 miles in a year, I think that's incredible. There were definitely a few years I fell short and only would get like 9 something in, but that's when I was really getting into racing and really getting pumped about it. And it meant, and it still does mean a lot to me. I think some of my motivation has changed, but it was like the biggest thing that I was trying to accomplish and getting a lot of self-worth out of racing. So when the race was like in jeopardy of even be able to start because of an equipment failure, I was like, this sucks. I'm pissed, blah, blah, blah. So I just want to share the most basic coping strategy that has really helped me stay calm. I simply ask myself, will this matter in 5 years? Like, will me missing this race, oh, so important, me has to be doing this bike race, right? Like, come on, man, get over yourself. But I just ask myself that, hey, will this matter in 5 years? 99% of the time, the answer is no. There are not many things in our daily lives that actually make the biggest monumental difference in 5 years. And it really has to be something much deeper than cycling related. But without going way down that rabbit hole, it really makes me just realize, okay, you know what? If I don't get to this race, I don't get to this race. Hopefully, I can maybe go ride my gravel bike. Or if it's a gravel race and I'm gonna miss it, maybe I can go ride my road bike. Or maybe, you know, I'm not in the hospital, someone's not dying. And I think it's great that, I mean, I'd say, I'm not going to say everybody, 90% of the people here that listen to this type of podcast are super aggressive at wanting to get better, at wanting to be at the events that they're planning to, you know, you're training for these events, you're using these events to race super hard, to absorb them, to hopefully do better at a bigger event. Like, yeah, it means a lot. And I think I don't want to make it sound like these just, you know, being flippant with it and being like, it's very different than being like, oh, I'm just going to skip this race. Like, I don't think that's a healthy thing for a number of reasons, but I think that getting frustrated and letting it derail us is something that we just want to avoid at all costs. And it took me a long while to get there. So I hope this super short podcast can help you reframe those crappy days and help you step back and look at the big picture of all the other things that are going well in your life. Because it took me a really long time to realize that. And as important as it was, if someone had just said someday at the bike shop, you know, it's not that big of a deal, I don't know if I would have taken it that well. But if somebody had just been like, yo, dude, how is this going to affect you in 5 years? It's really not. With that, go crush it. Go train hard. Get to the next event. And the more you work on your bike yourself, the more you will see things going awry. So, and you know what? My last comment, my last tip, when you hear something that starts to sound funny, it's most likely not going to go away on its own. And I think sometimes we want to try to be like, oh, they'll just go away. It's not going to. Get it to the bike shop, get it in the hands of the pros, and let them diagnose that. Have a great week.